Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight,
we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
What are they going to do when radicals use those Stinger missiles and other surface air missiles to shoot down airliners? They can't cover it all up. What's going to unfold?
They thought they could cut deals. Some of these really worst of the worst terrorists.
This should also just say CIA in it, because that's all it is. For months now, ISIS has been threatening to come here on American soil in mass numbers and do lone wolf attacks.
I'm confident that before the end of the Obama administration, there'll be an effort to sign on to the UN small gun treaty in a major way.
There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose, Alex. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
President Obama took to the Broadway stage to bash the GOP candidates. He particularly went after them for calling him weak, and he was rather snarky about it.
Every one of these candidates say, Obama's weak. Putin's kicking sand in his face. When I talk to Putin, he's going to straighten out. Just looking at him, And then it turns out they can't handle a bunch of CNBC moderators.
Obama went so far as to say that the 2016 Republican candidates seem to occupy a different reality. He was saying that, according to them, everything was really good in 2008 when we were going through the worst economic crisis of our lifetimes. Obama said that this apparently was the golden age that he then has messed up. Now, obviously, he is not single-handedly responsible for that, but he has certainly helped in the dissent. Now, he's really one to talk about this bias and point fingers because he's had the press in his back pocket since at least 2007. They've been biased in his favor, giving totally biased coverage. Now, Trump, of course, fired back in a Good Morning America appearance. He noted that he doesn't really personally care about the debates, but he added that Obama can't even handle the country. He said, he may say the Republicans don't get along on a debate, and it's not us. We are being asked very rude questions. He's having a hard time. Not a hard time. He can't handle the country. He is doing a terrible, terrible job. Now, these are the times when I actually really like Donald Trump, and I'm glad he's even in the ring there because he does say some of the things that a lot of people wish people would say. Now, meanwhile, his GOP rival, Ben Carson, pointed out that the president is a total hypocrite, and he noted that in 2007, Obama refused to take part in a Fox News debate for the very same reason, and so did Hillary Clinton. Both Clinton and Obama backed out of a debate that Fox News co-sponsored with the Congressional Black Caucus. And of course, at that time, liberal activists were calling for the Democratic presidential candidates to not participate in these debates, specifically because they say they were biased against Democrats. So that's just the same old liberal hypocrisy. Now, we had a lot of big breaking news on the Alex Jones Show today. Michael Savage was on fire. He was discussing this most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history, and that's going to be coming up. But first, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer was also on the show, and he was breaking down key intel regarding the downing of Russian airliner A321 over Egypt.
Let me ask you this big question. Now that we see the aftermath years later, ISIS, which is just Al-Qaeda, as you do in your organization, you go around, educate Congress, you educate the candidates. Right. You're in an info war with the truth. When the White House 3 years ago was saying, oh, these are all good rebels, they're wonderful, you went and exposed that with other military people that it was almost all radical Saudi Arabian Wahhabists. So they clearly know that. Then what are they thinking? What's the end game? Where is this going? What are they going to do? Like I asked you years ago when this first happened, what are they going to do when radicals use those Stinger missiles and other surface air missiles to shoot down airliners? They can't cover it all up. What's going to unfold? What were they thinking? I mean, you know, in the old days, just 15 years ago, you used to run missions, some of it's come out in the news, trying to find old Stingers. You guys would go through all sorts of hell just to get a few old Stingers. Now you've got hundreds of modern ones being given to these crazies. What is the establishment thinking?
Well, at this point in time, I think that's part of the issue is they got completely out of control. They know, for example, Alec, that these things are kind of scattered all over. And I think this is where the real fear remains, because the last time a credible terrorist organization tried this was Al-Qaeda in 2002 in Kenya, where they attempted to take down two Israeli charter aircraft. It didn't work for any number of reasons, thank goodness. But imagine now we have that situation where Al-Qaeda does have, and ISIS does have, literally crates of these things. And I think this is where we don't know what's going on, and I think we're blind. What's the end game? Well, I don't know exactly what the leadership was thinking, other than they thought they could cut deals with some of these really worst of the worst terrorists to think that they could be our partners in the Middle East to bring some level of different stability. And frankly, you know, the whole thing of trying to partner with the Free Syrian Army and the Al-Nusra Front, it was all ill-conceived. But I think, to be honest with you, there's an arrogance on the left, Alex, that permeates their thinking, where they think they're the smartest people in the room. This is the analogy is Enron, where you had Jeffrey Skilling right down there in Texas and Enron thinking that they were the smartest guys in the room and they could do things that no one else has ever done. And I think that thought has been one of the problems with the left, where they will think, you know, despite the fact they have all these people available to them to help educate them, they think they're smarter than everybody else. And they go off on these really idiotic, ill-conceived concepts of operations, which result in tragedy. And I think that's what's going on here.
As Europe is buckling under this refugee crisis, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel is actually saying that Germany needs to step up their role in this refugee crisis. She says, we're experiencing something we've never experienced before, that conflicts that appear to be far away suddenly are here on our doorstep. She talks about setting up so-called transit zones for these refugees who are flooding in across the border, saying that those people who are coming from countries of safe origin must be sent back as quickly as possible, which, as we've pointed out, that is the majority of the people that are flooding across the borders in Europe. There are people that are not fleeing from Syria or other war zones. So, but the Hungarian prime minister is blaming this crisis on an orchestrated move by George Soros and his ilk. Now, this is in an interview on public radio. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, he accused this billionaire investor of being a prominent member of a circle of activists who support anything that weakens nation states. They support everything that changes the traditional European lifestyle. Now, Soros responded in an email statement. He said he has a 6-point plan published by his foundation, which helps uphold European values, while Orban's actions undermine those values. Now, Orban actually has been criticized. He set up a razor wire fence. That's what he's wanting to do, is set up a razor wire fence. Now, Soros points out that his plan treats the protection of refugees as the objective and national borders as the obstacle. So right there, clearly advocating for open borders, not to protect and uphold European values. And of course, it's not because he wants open borders, because we should all be free to travel wherever we would like to without globalists telling us we need to have an identification. But a borderless world is a key component of global governance. That's why they are pushing for this. Now, later in the show, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be breaking down the Black Lives Matter movement, which, of course, is another Soros-backed movement. And he kind of talks about how this is an orchestrated social movement in order to create a revolutionary environment to divide and conquer and to create this civil unrest that is so necessary for them to provide order out of chaos and create, of course, their ultimate goal, which is a socialist society.
Mushrooming numbers of displaced people across the globe have now reached levels higher than at any time in recorded history. The New York Times reports the United Nations claims that nearly 60 million people have been driven from their homes by war and persecution, an unprecedented global exodus that has burdened fragile countries with waves of newcomers and littered deserts and seas with the bodies of those who died trying to reach safety. Europe is being transformed overnight by the sovereign decimating socialist policies spearheaded by the EU immigration invasion leading German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel recently bent to the wave of immigration critics when she voiced support for transit zones that would serve to send refugees from safe countries of origin packing. Of course, the damage has already been done to many parts of Europe. For example, the small village of Sumpty, Germany, population 102, is expected to take in 750 refugees, a metaphor for the transformative collision course now underway. Meanwhile, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is attributing the source of the soft invasion of cultural devastation to billionaire George Soros and his circle of activists. Bloomberg reports Soros fired back, claiming Prime Minister Orban treats the protection of national borders as the objective and the refugees as an obstacle. Soros said, "Our plan treats the protection of refugees as the objective and national borders as the obstacle." Back in the United States, President Obama, a key member of Soros's activist circle, has been quietly pursuing a four-option plan to allow work permits to illegals. Regardless of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals injunction in order to review the constitutionality of Obama's DHS enforcement nullification initiatives, The Hill reports a leaked memo reveals the first option as providing EADs, or employment authorization documents, or work permits, to all individuals living in the United States, including illegal aliens, visa overstayers, and H-1B guest workers, while option 4 provides EADs only to those on certain unexpired non-immigration visas. Giving EADs to any of the covered individuals, however, is in direct violation of Congress's Immigration and Nationality Act and works to dramatically subvert our carefully wrought visa system. These plans to issue work permits to DAPA and expanded DACA programs were challenged by 26 states and frozen by Texas federal judge Andrew Hanen. But that isn't stopping Obama, who has a phone and a pen. A president hell-bent on awarding 12 million people that have violated our immigration laws and introduced waves of criminal activity into the United States, similar to the skyrocketing crime-laden hidden hell pit over in Europe. A carefully executed media-biased, sovereign-shocking ocean of non-naturalized immigrants with zero knowledge of the laws and culture of the new lands they are now inhabiting, demanding to be met with the promise of a new life that doesn't exist. The Cloward Piven strategy to break the back of the welfare system, in turn forcing a new world order-led socialist regime offering a guaranteed annual income, is accelerating. 2016 is shaping up to be the year President Obama completely takes the gloves off, destroying the sovereignty and ignoring the checks and balances of our government with impunity, while his European counterparts lead the way. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Take a look at this article we got up on InfoWars. This, of course, ties into the plan for gun confiscation and to completely propagate the youth into giving up the guns in the future. School suspends 6-year-old for playing with imaginary bow and arrow. And their school policy states they have no tolerance for any real, pretend, or imitated violence. And, of course, the parents are like, is this absolutely necessary? Does he have to get a 3-day suspension, being that he was 6 years old and he was playing? And his father thinks his punishment is so severe that it's really hard for him as a parent to try to make it a teachable moment for our kid so that they can move forward in a healthy manner. And of course, they're saying regardless of what the school's stance is, they're going to continue to encourage their son to use his imagination. And of course, we know the schools will just go ahead and continue teaching this kid how his parents are stupid and that the children need to only trust in the state. They can't trust in their parents. Now, they're also, you know, they want us to trust in people like this professor. He's so highly educated, who is now pushing the notion that dressing up as stereotypically white mythological figures oppresses minorities. So these are more things that are now racist. Thor, heavy metal music, and Viking cosplay. This is according to Professor Carl Spracklin. He says folk metal's obsession with warriors and cultural purity displayed through tales of Vikings and dressing up as Vikings on stage reduces belonging and identity in a multicultural cosmopolitan society to just a few exclusive myths. It's basically showing white men how to be white men and showing women and ethnic minorities their place in European society. So anything that represents white culture or heritage, whether it's based in historical reality or mythological lore, is racist. And you have been warned. So, of course, this is what we're talking about, the destruction of Western society, creating this whole new paradigm of what is real. And the highly educated people are buying right into it. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about the Vatican. They've been accused of money laundering. And, of course, they're, you know, pushing political favors in exchange for that cash. And then we'll tell you about a telecom giant that has been known for censoring news articles in the past. Well, now they're going to be scanning and censoring your emails. It's all in a bid for freedom.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, hunting season starts next weekend, and I wanted to kick off my outdoor experience by sending a message to ISIS. Hundreds of thousands of people get killed because this should also just say CIA in it, because that's all it is. Well, this is a message to the CIA. This is a message to ISIS. This is a message to all those people out there who want to go and do harm. This is America. This is what we think about your flag. So for months now, ISIS has been threatening to come here on American soil in mass numbers and do lone wolf attacks, small little groups here and there, and start taking out American citizens. American citizens that have nothing to do with the wars going on overseas. American citizens that are just pretty much asleep to what's really going on in the world. So I take offense to that. This is my country. Don't think you could come in here and start doing all the crap that you've been doing overseas. That stuff's not going to fly around here. There's a lot of patriots here in America. They're going to stand up to you. And we're all locked and loaded. AR-15, Glock, shotgun, battle axe, ready to go. So bring that stuff over here. We'll show you how it's done. Roger.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Socialism is suddenly popular in America. How's that possible? Because the drugged morons don't even know what it is. They don't know what it has wrought. They don't know where it leads. They have no idea what it'll do to them. Now, couple that with bringing in as many Islamic fascists as you possibly can, as quickly as you can. Why? Why are they bringing in so many young men of military age into Europe, into America? What's their game plan here? And now throw in what you're talking about, confiscation of guns. It ain't happening, Alex. We're not Australia. Australia had no Second Amendment. That's number one. And I will remind you and your audience, and this is the most important thing, Alex, I'm sorry for the day. I have a tape that I keep playing in my radio show from Elena Kagan when she was appointed to the Supreme Court, when she went through the fake hearing, the kangaroo fake hearing of whether she should be appointed or not. She was asked about the Second Amendment. So Elena Kagan, when she was grilled, fake grilled, she says, where do you stand on guns? And she says, the Second Amendment is established law. The Second Amendment is established law. Well, if it's established law, how could Barry from Honolulu take your guns? How could the witch from Arkansas or Chappaqua?
I agree with you, but they're openly licking their chops is what I'm saying. I agree it'll start a civil war. I agree they're not going to get away with it. But they're openly now, Hillary, Obama, others saying we do need to look at confiscation. That's a bold move. Why are they shooting their mouths off?
There was a time not too long ago when the Democrats would never even touch God, guns, and gays. Remember that time not so long ago? But Barry from Honolulu is such a slick con artist that he's so hoodwinked the American drug addict that they actually think it's time for socialism, gun seizure, no borders, and flood America with your Muslim brethren. The people are stupid and they're drugged, Alec. And they sense they could get away with it. But you know what? They're reading the tea leaves wrong. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose, Alex. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I'm not calling for revolution. They are. Let's be very clear. I am a man of peace. I am a man of peace. But we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters. What the hell is this highway bill all about? The first day, I'm sorry for yelling.
No, we're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom, the death of the West, and these crazy socialists that so hate freedom that they want to bring in the most radical Sunni Wahhabist to run around and rape people, and the Swiss and Dutch and all the rest of these police just let them go under orders. I mean, it's just crazy that we've gotten to this point, and it's normal to get angry. We need to get people out of their coma. How do we do that?
I got to go back to Paul Ryan. He gives a speech today that I hear on ABC News about the highway bill. Listen to this. The first day he gives a speech, what's it about? The highway bill. Who was it who was pushing the highway bill for years now? Nancy Pelosi. Put two and two together. Why is it a highway bill that's on the top of their list?
Because Pelosi supported him.
Why does Pelosi push it?
Because
there's an old adage, all roads lead to Rome. You ever hear that one going back to ancient times? All roads lead to Rome. That's as far as I can go without winding up with lead shoes in the bottom of San Francisco Bay. And I'll let it hang in the air. It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. And I'm not saying this for effect, nor to sell a book. I'm trying to awaken people. Unfortunately, Alec, your audience is already awakened. They're agitated. They're ready to strike. They don't know what to do. But look at the morons around you. Go walk in the streets.
They're zombies.
You know, I walked in San Francisco yesterday, the most beautiful city. I love it to death. I'm walking through a park near the Embarcadero, and without being graphic, I'm an old Boy Scout, so I read footprints in the woods, and I can read droppings in the woods. I was taught how to follow droppings of what kind of animal it is. Well, there was a dropping on the ground on the sidewalk that I said, there are no bears in the city. How could it be? This can't be a bear.
Well, it's an admitted record problem in San Francisco, public defecation, and now in government buildings, even when they have bathrooms, they're so mentally ill that they just enjoy crapping in public.
What does that say about a civilization, Alex, that people are allowed to crap without being they're having their heads broken open by a cop? In my day, if a guy did that, a big Irish cop would smash him on the head with a nightstick and drag him into the prison and hose him down and throw him into a jail. And leave them there. What is it all about? So the public defecation could be stopped in 1 second, right? So what is this about? It's to constantly lower the standards of the middle class. Constantly dehumanize the middle class.
That's it.
Right? Dehumanize, desensitize, weaken, 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 until eventually they have no resistance to whatever the evil criminal gangsters in the regime might do next. No borders, no language, no culture. What does that matter? Leftists says, hey, savage, what the heck are you so excited about? What do you need a border for? And what are you holding on to English for? Your parents were immigrants, weren't they, Michael? Yes. And so what's your point, Larry? I was on Larry King last week. But I actually like Larry King. But you know why, Alex? He's a liberal, old school, nice liberal, smart, but not vicious. Totally different than the new generation of progressive psychos, right? So he says to me, your parents were immigrants, so what are you afraid of someone not speaking English? I said, I don't care what language they speak at home. My grandmother never spoke a word of English. But my father drilled into me, you're in America. Learn English. Learn it the best way you can. Become an American. You're not living anywhere else. Be an American. That's not the ethos of this generation, is it? Do you hear them teaching their children learn English? They're teaching them learn anything but English. Stamp on the country that's so good to you. Don't learn their language. There is no culture there. How long has the left taught us that America has no culture? It's an acculturated nation. That we're a nation with no culture.
They want to get rid of our culture so they can then download into us their sick, mentally ill culture. And you were one of the first to say this, but more and more it's clear. The top liberals are vicious mafia social engineers, as you've documented. Bingo. But their minions really are mentally ill basket cases. I'm sure you saw the Atlantic Monthly article a few weeks ago about the coddled generation admitting, and these are leftists saying, that their college students have now become like these weird Maoist youth brigades that shout them down for just any language. They are complete fascist basket cases that just flip out and now want to ban the word mother and father.
You're a father, Alec. You know that children need discipline. You know what happens when you raise them without discipline. They become animals. I was in a Chinese restaurant last night in San Francisco. I love a dumpy restaurant that I go to. There was a kid, two of them, running around screaming at the top of the lungs. I mean, screeching where the food, you couldn't even digest it. Now, I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, what are you going to do? I looked at the father. He was a nice-looking guy, not a weakling, but indulgent, afraid to say no to Johnny. The type that when Johnny defecates in his hand and wipes it on the wall, he will say, Johnny is an artist. That's a Chagall he just painted. Don't wipe it off the wall. These people are crazy.
They are.
No, they have no discipline themselves. Remember, if the father's 30, 32, 33, right? He may look good. He may be. What's amazing to me is that these guys are well built. They all go to the gym, right, Alex? They all got abs, but they have no cerebrum.
They don't have the minds of men.
He's like zomboids walking around, wild, crazy children. This child's made to be only one thing, which is a tort lawyer. That's all he grew up to be. And if he fails at that, he can become a government worker. But aside from the facetiousness, okay, discipline gone, society going, breaking down at the top gangster regime, sucking us dry. Paul Ryan, first speech. Highway bill. Who's in the highway building business? Who makes the trillions off the highway bill? Are you in the highway business? You don't
know. No, but Nancy Pelosi went into Congress worth about a half a million. Now she's worth hundreds of millions, and her husband suddenly became worth billions. She's a nice lady. Of course, I'm sure she's friends with Don Corleone.
Very nice. She's a sweet grandmother. And you know what's also nice about Pelosi is the fact that her brother-in-law got about a $1.2 billion loan from the government for a solar plant in the Nevada desert. And he did so well in producing about a megawatt of energy for it that they gave him another $800 million, according to what I've recently read. How come it's not in any of the newspapers? Have you ever seen corruption like this couldn't even go on
today? Yeah, what's wrong with Harry Reid giving billions in contracts to his sons? He's got like four or five of them. That's nothing. That shouldn't even be in the news. I mean, how dare you do your research? It's totally
Where's
normal.
The Republican Party? There is none. It's a one-party system, oligarchy. All the conservatives that were put in last year were put at the back of the bus. Remember how much hope we had in November when I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War? I said, hold your nose, go vote for Republicans, and we'll put their feet to the fire after they win. Guess what? Boehner has no feet. McConnell has no feet. There's no feet to put on the fire. They're empty shells. They were never men. They were never there. They were factotums of Barry from Honolulu. One party, period. It is a fascist dictatorship. He wants to crush us under his fist. He is the worst monster in the history of America. And if he uses an executive order to go around Congress on immigration, we need 10 million people immediately demanding that an impeachment hearing be started, whether or not those cowardly, useless gangster Republicans do it or not. We need a people's tribunal.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. It's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control. And basically, we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we remove them all of equal efficiency.
And is your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the AlexaPure Pro family of water filtration systems available, discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
This slick BS artist, Barry from Honolulu, has done more harm to the world than Marx and Lenin put together. And he gets away with it for one reason, Alex. He doesn't shout like me. Have you ever heard Barry from Honolulu scream?
No.
Never. He is the smoothest con man in the history of the world. He makes Soros look like a chump. Soros, by the way, is behind breaking all the borders of Europe. You know that. With his open society. You know, Soros is who flooded America with marijuana. You know that. Now, many people like marijuana. I think it's one of the most toxic substances in the world. It is the road to addiction. It is a gateway drug. Who has made it suddenly so friendly? 10 years ago, I fought with one of Soros's minions on my radio show. Soros was the first to fund medical marijuana initiatives in Arizona and California. And I was arguing, are you people crazy? It's a gateway drug. You're going to hook a generation on drugs. We had this argument. It's history now. Marijuana is as friendly as candy corn. Everyone thinks it's a benign herb. It is not. So what does it have to do with Soros's master plan? The man is possibly the most evil genius on the planet, in my estimation.
Eric in Colorado wants to talk about Michael Savage and his comments in the last hour on marijuana. In fact, tonight on the Nightly News, we're going to air a clip of Michael Savage talking about marijuana. And I happen to agree with him in certain respects. But first, let's get the caller's take. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, sir. First off, I just want to say that you are a beautiful trans species, and I support your change. I just wanted to go to that, what Michael said about it being a gateway drug, and that is actually a completely false narrative. That's a social engineered narrative. It's no more true than saying a couple of beers is going to force you to drink a handle of vodka every night. Do you know what telomeres are?
Yes, I do know what telomeres are in the DNA. Before we go there, he specifically was hitting the fact that George Soros is pushing hardcore weaponized marijuana that's like 90% THC when the strongest stuff used to be 25% max, and that many people then never develop, live in their parents' basement forever, and basically get brain damage from it. Marijuana is an amazing plant. It has thousands of different medical applications. It's right up there with things like aloe vera, maybe even more powerful, maybe one of the most versatile plants ever in pharmacia. So that's one debate. But then people that just smoke dope all day and push it and say it's a cure for this, a cure for that, when it's just a treatment for things and a great treatment for a lot of things, glaucoma, you name it, they exaggerate and it becomes a cult. And so he was going at it from that angle. I'm against the drug war itself. I'm for decriminalization. But I think we should also talk about how destructive weaponized marijuana can be. Now, go ahead and elaborate your point.
I think the destructive part of that would be the chemical processed forms of it. So like a hydroponic version where you're pumping chemicals into it. I mean, no different than any GMO product. But in its true base form, I mean, THC is not bad. Higher values of THC will actually contribute to helping people rid of ADHD or any other type of...
Well, there are some studies that it does a lot better than speed pills like Ritalin or other things that burn your brain out. It actually does help some people that are overactive minds. And a lot of that's if you get kids off red dyes, processed foods, sugar. That's the real answer. But sure, if you're going to drug them, in a lot of studies, it's been proven that low dosages of pure THC are better for children's brains than, say, something like Adderall. But, I mean, Adderall is absolutely hardcore amphetamine. And so I think comparing it to it is not fair. But I get your point. I hear what you're saying. But you have to also get the perspective of what Savage is talking about. I know that's a famous statement from the 30s. You know, it's a gateway drug in the 60s. But it probably is a gateway drug at certain levels. But the argument that it's a gateway drug, so let's put people in prison for it, is wrong. Let's not put anybody in prison for being a user. And let's admit some drugs have good applications if they're not abused. But at the same time, I don't think we then jump the other direction and fully endorse it. And I agree with Savage on why George Soros is so deeply involved in it.
Well, Vatican financial investigators suspect that a department of the Holy See, which oversees real estate and investments, was used in the past for possible money laundering, insider trading, and market manipulation.
Many people who are Catholic have asked why climate change is the number one priority of the Vatican. Many would say the only priority of the Vatican. And at the same time, he's preaching to us about the morality of climate change, telling us that we need to change our economic systems. We need to have everything politicized. We need to make decisions politically about economics and about other things. In other words, socialism is what he's telling us, folks. In many different ways, he's made that very, very clear. At the same time, he's pushing socialism as a moral cause. At the same time, he's pushing global governance as a moral cause. We have this massive scandal that's going on within his own fiefdom, within the Vatican, within the small nation state. He can't even control, if he's not a part of it, he can't even control and manage the tiniest nation state. And yet he thinks that global governance is the solution, the moral solution to everything. It's exactly the opposite of what the founders of this country and all of us understand is the real problem. But let me just tell you some of the other issues that are part of this. Of course, there's two people that were arrested today, a senior priest and an advisor. These were people who were brought in to take a look at the murky finances, as they put it, in Reuters for decades. They were brought in to investigate the bank. It's called the Institute for Works of Religion. And also the administration of the Patrimony of the Holy See, the APSA, which acted as its own financial powerhouse. That's something directly under the Pope. Now, they're being investigated for money laundering, for insider trading, for market manipulation. Do you think that this Pope that the whistleblowers have alleged is selling beatifications, in other words, sainthoods, do you think the Pope who is selling sainthoods, who is accused of money laundering, insider trading, market manipulation, do you think that the Vatican could be making some money off of pushing this climate change deal? Because somebody is going to have to be paid. We're going to have to pay our taxes to somebody. Some of it will go to a world government, but most of this is going to be an indulgence that's paid to Al Gore and to others, and perhaps the Pope is edging his way in there to get a piece of that indulgence. Now, one last example, and then I'll get Leanne's comments on this. From May 22nd, 2000 to March 29th, 2011. So for 11 years, a guy named Natino, who served on the board of many Italian firms, okay? This is a guy, a big guy in business. He's on the board of directors of a lot of Italian companies. But he volunteers as an usher in the Papal Palace. And he winds up being the owner of one of these papal accounts, the APSA Portfolio 339, which consisted of four separate accounts. And the report speaks of the, quote, dubious origin and dubious final destination of the money in the closing of Portfolio 339. So they brought these investigations to the Vatican's promoter of justice, kind of like their inspector general, I guess. The investigators asked the prosecutor to look into possible money laundering, insider trading, and market manipulation. Yeah, we should look into that when it comes to pushing global governance. And that's what they're going to be pushing at the the Paris conference that's going to be beginning in November 30th and going for the first couple of weeks of December. This is something that is very, very risky, Leanne.
Right, getting ready to rumble over these carbon emission reductions. Now, you're talking about the Papal slush fund, basically. Are we going to investigate Hillary Clinton's slush fund? The same type of thing. It's sort of the pay to play. And we have the lead author of the IPCC. He's environmental economist Richard Toll. Based on his data, here he's working with the IPCC, which is, of course, you know, part of the UN there, saying 25 years of failed global warming policies have actually just made us poor. So for most people, it has affected us, served to make most people a little poor. But those who benefit are those in politically favored industries or with connections to powerful politicians.
Oh, and yeah.
We're seeing it again here with the Pope and now with this coming out.
He says the policies have failed, but what really has failed are their predictions, are right. their models. They've had to go from man-made global warming to say, well, we've got climate change and I think people are to blame. And now they've got, what's the latest term that they've come up with? You mentioned it earlier today.
Anthropogenic climate disruption.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're going to continue to come up with different, of course, that's essentially, they're calling it climate disruption,
climate
but it's
disruption.
Still man-made.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So what they've gone from global warming to climate change to climate disruption. And coming up, this conference is going to be in Paris, and they have just fired now the top French meteorologist. This is a guy who is very well known. He was a meteorologist on their biggest television station, the biggest French television station. And he came out in reaction, writing a book against climate alarmism.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
A telecom giant known for trying to block news on the internet is now going to begin scanning and censoring its customers' emails. Now, this is according to a news radio station in New York who's reporting that Verizon is going to scan the digital signatures of all inbound and outbound email messages in order to reduce the overall volume of spam on their network. But all email containing a hyperlink will be considered spam. Verizon says there's no way to opt out of this, prove that you're actually a real email. So if you're a business person needing to get information to a colleague, a student needing to get research to a fellow student, or if you're a wife who wants to share an interesting recipe with a friend, these emails will be rejected by Verizon. Now, you'll recall Matt Drudge visited the Alex Jones Show last month, and he talked about this very same thing, the threat of the foundation of the free internet being under threat. He said that he was told directly by a Supreme Court justice, it's over for me, because Drudge links to outside sources and these copyright laws could ban independent media outlets. Now, this move by Verizon follows a previous effort that the telecom giant took in the past. They actually argued in a 2012 legal brief to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit that just as a newspaper is entitled to decide which content to publish and where, broadband providers may feature some content over others. So there you go. Now that's what you're dealing with. Now we've talked earlier in the show about how George Soros backed NGOs are actively supporting the refugee crisis in order to decimate Europe. But what about the Soros-backed groups right here in America? Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi was on the Alex Jones Show today, and he was breaking down the highly orchestrated Black Lives Matter movement and its Order Out of Chaos plan.
Dr. Jerome Corsi is a doctor in basically the economy. We had Dr. Michael Savage on during the first hour. We had Colonel Schaefer in the second hour, JeromeCorsi.com. He also writes for WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. Dr. Corsi received his PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72. He's currently a senior staff reporter at WorldNet Daily. And I'm not going to go through the rest of his degrees and backgrounds. Folks know who he is. But one of his latest articles, Bill Ayers to Black Lives Matter, Create a Fire. So I want to cover what I call Operation Chaos. Create chaos in the Middle East. Create chaos in Ukraine. Create chaos here with open borders. Advertise all these freebies. Lower Europe's borders. Advertise freebies. Then bring in military-age men who then disappear. Give Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda. But they're trying to start a war against the police, obviously, so the feds can come as the savior. They're trying to start implosion in Europe and here as well. I think I've stated what's happening. I want your details on it. And if you think it's succeeding and what you think the next shoe to drop is, Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Let's take this article I wrote on Bill Ayers and the entire analysis of Black Lives Matter. What Ayers is saying is that the Black Lives Matter is really a revolutionary movement. It derives from communist principles. Its whole goal is to essentially stir up and intensify race and class tensions under the idea that police are inherently oppressive to Black communities and get Black communities to feel this. So there's an antagonism with the police that results in social conflict. I mean, this is what the, Marxists, what Saul Alinsky taught in Rules for Radicals. It's intensifying these lines of antagonism or social conflict in order to create a revolutionary environment. And what the far left, what Ayers wants out of Black Lives Matter, I mean, if you think about it seriously, it should be all lives matter. Why are we focusing on Black Lives Matter? But the underlying theme here, the hidden message, is that the police are the white society's institutionalized oppressor of Black people, designed to keep Black people into subjectivity. And when that resentment is fueled, the idea is that Black communities will rise up against the police. There'll be more murders and assaults on police. We'll have more chaos. And that leads to the kind of social chaos and confrontation that the radical far left believes that they can use to impose a socialist society, a totalitarian society, eliminating guns, eliminating the constitutional freedoms we enjoy as Americans under the idea that we've got a renewal of civil violence throughout the society. That's the basic underlying intent and goal. Ayers rejects programs like Teach for America because he calls them classical liberalism. They just put too many teachers in schools. And Ayers says it's not about trying to improve grades or educate Black children in minority communities. What it's about is the fact that minority communities are a part of the colonialism that the radical left wants to blame America for continuing as a racist capitalistic society. It's really a Marxist movement disguised as an Obama reaction to the shootings that occurred over the past couple of summers, and incidents where Black kids, usually Black thugs, encountered police and were shot. And Obama's used those incidents, Black Lives Matters, have come out of this to try to produce a revolutionary movement against the police that is being consciously used by the far left to disrupt society. And I wanted to expose in this article, because it's Bill Ayers in an interview saying directly what his goals are, and it makes very clear that Black Lives Matter is not just a movement for the civil rights movement, for instance, in the 60s.
Well, this Dr. Corsi, in Austin twice, without even looking for it, I've heard chanting, and 200, 300 people with red flags march by. The communists run the Black Lives Matter movement here. Then I've been to other cities, and it's the exact same thing. They're actually in charge of the police review board, not to help the police be better, but to actually federalize them, which, as you know, is this new announcement by the Justice Department last month, where the UN advises these Safe Cities acts and actually brings that in locally to monitor us, run by the Justice Department. I mean, it's very diabolical.
Well, and I'm confident that before the end of the Obama administration, there'll be an effort to sign on to the UN Small Gun Treaty in a major way, again, bypassing U.S. law, which Barack Obama seems perfectly comfortable to do, ignoring the Senate, becoming his own legislator through international bodies. The same type of approach the Obama administration is going to be taking with global warming here in the Paris conference of the UN soon to impose carbon controls on the economy. And here the agenda with Black Lives Matters, the agenda with the Obama signing this UN Small Guns Treaty is ultimately to disarm the American people, to create a pretext in which guns can not only be registered but confiscated.
That's right. They want to start a mini localized, unevenly distributed revolution against local government, make it a classist struggle. And of course, it's the Strong Cities UN initiative, and then literally have the feds come in, then leftist feds as the negotiators or as the referees. Correct, Dr. Corsi?
I mean, if you get a city that goes into actual chaos and shooting, you know, where a black community would rise up and begin shooting whites or vice versa, I mean, you get that kind of an incident, then you've got the pretext to declare martial law to come in to impose a militarized police with military assistance and go house to house and confiscate guns. I mean, I think we saw some trial runs of this with the Boston bombers when they were on the loose, where basically in various communities surrounding Boston, the militarized police moved in and went house to house and began asking people why they had guns and taking them away. I mean, this is, again, the far left, and Obama's intent is to use every one of these school shooting incidents, every incident he can find, where he can fan these flames of fear of, you know, gun violence or fear of violence, period, as a pretext for disarming America. The Second Amendment is clearly the target. And the Second Amendment is the target because it's the one issue which stands between totalitarianism on the left and the, you know, the protection of the Constitution, as much as it's been eroded. The Second Amendment still allows the American population uniquely in the world to be armed.
Thanks for tuning into the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure and hit the subscribe button. And you can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv. That is where you will find over 18 years of high-def content that you will not see on the mainstream media. And, of course, you help to support this operation. And we certainly appreciate it. So thank you for tuning into the show tonight, and we'll see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these And it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.